The Man, by Millwall. This is my first article for GP, and it concerns a number of different topics close to my heart. Firstly, the corrupt establishment, the elite, the globalist corporate giants. All in control of the propaganda media machine. The Beeb, Sky, Fox, Comcast, Sony, Hollywood, etc. Then there is the glorious internet where you can find out how to bypass these info streams. I have always had an issue with the man. You know, the guy behind your £15 CDs, £20 DVDs, who uses licensing agencies and fact to threaten anyone who fails to be conned into paying their exorbitant prices. The Sky TV package to watch adverts, all these elements are the catalyst for my rebellious actions since the 1980s. The reason I am known as Knockoff Nigel in my road. Everyone goes on about not paying the TV license fee. I'm here to tell you how you can avoid paying for everything else media-wise. It started in the 1980s, when as a teenager, I used to record the top 40 onto audio tapes for the week ahead. What did the big tech firms think we were going to do with blank tapes? This moved on into the 90s when the compact disc came along. Naturally, blank CDs went on sale, so the copying continued. Even to the point of purchasing, perish the thought, CDs from HMV, Virgin, etc., copying them and then returning them. Music became more disposable, hence my reluctance to spend on cheap tat. Eventually, I started to delve into movies and set up a couple of VCRs to copy rented VHS tapes, then later burning DVDs in a similar method to CDs. My interest in TV had not even taken off then. The internet, however, started to change everything. With the advent of Napster and torrents, anything was possible. Operating systems, movies, video games, applications, books, music, all was accessible at the touch of a button. The publicity and popularity of the top free sites constantly led to their demise and meant one had to keep up to speed with developments, unless you joined a private tracker which had the added protection of encryption. VPNs have made media all the more available. Now people stream to Kodi and the old trick of releasing film in different regions at different times has been made redundant. Yes, I may have to watch with Korean subtitles, but it's not like I paid for it. And you know what? With the crap pumped out now, I'm glad I don't. Apps such as Neptune Rising and Placentu are terrific for films and TV series. Naturally, you have to put a bit of effort in as it is free. Which leads me on to TV. Firstly, there was card sharing. This involved one person with a Sky subscription sharing it through the internet with loads of others, worked brilliantly for years until the buggers found a way around it. Presently there are IPTV providers out there, my friends, who will provide all the satellite channels from all over the world for 6 months for the same price you pay per month in the UK. I may not know where this money goes, but I could say the same about my taxes. All I do know is the greedy corporations aren't getting it. What we have is a media monopoly, and at the prices charged, I don't blame the IPTV providers for taking the piss. If you are interested, IPTV providers such as Flawless, Ace TV have good reputations. Lastly, can I just add that in all the time I've been sticking two fingers up to the man, I've never taken money from others for my experience and help. I've always shared the knowledge freely for friends and family. Yes, screw you, Sky, Sony, MGM, Harvey Weinstein. Now there's a bonus. Copyright Millwall 2018.